Fish for Pony.
Just thinking to expand it, in the Western context, you have one idea that all there is experience, which is a philosophical idea, just saying all we know through our own experience.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not there's a world existing separate from that is a hypothetical question, we don't know. Then there's a mystical tradition as well, which is saying there is only experience in the sense that there is some entity called mind, which is the category within which you interpret the whole universe. Which is this?
Well, I think that for a start, it's always very, very dangerous to make analogies between Western philosophical conceptions and Buddhist ones in particular. So I think that's the difficulty that I got into last time. I started to give an idealist interpretation of, that is a Western philosophical idealist interpretation of Yogacara. But I'm not convinced that it's the same thing at all. And for a start, I think that, as I said at the beginning, the traditional Buddhist view, and it's probably an Indian view generally, isn't, or philosophy is a separate department, so to speak. So you can't make that distinction between the philosophical and the mystical, for a start. For traditional Buddhism, it seems as if philosophical theories are always, to some extent, methodological, if you see what I mean. They're not merely attempts to interpret the world. They're not even attempts to change the world. They're attempts to change your way of experiencing it. Do you see what I mean? So that I think that when we start to make analogies, no doubt can't help but do it, between Western philosophical and cultural terms and Buddhist ones, we're on quite dodgy ground. I think there are quite strong parallels, but the whole purpose of Buddhist views in general, and Yogacara in particular, is to change the way in which we experience and see. So I think even from that point of view, there's a difference and a difficulty.
Okay, but taking that into account, is this saying that this is all you can know? All you can know is your experience? Or is it saying something more than that?
It's saying, really, that you should not assume that there is an independently existent subject and an independently existent object. But it's not saying... In a way, I think, having said I shouldn't do this, let me immediately do it. It's probably the Kantian distinction between phenomenal realism and transcendental idealism kind of gets it about right. It's saying that there is a real unfolding experience which has a real appearance, a real inward perceiving and a real outward perceived aspect, dependently arising, but those do not have any objective independent existence. So they're phenomenally real in Kantian terms, but they're transcendentally ideal insofar as they don't exist independently of the experiencing situation. Now you know.